This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Inspector General for the Department of Veterans Affairs released a report on Tuesday. It said they can't prove the well-documented problems at the Veterans Administration led to any deaths, but that there were patients who had, quote, clinically significant delays in care. Some of the longest lines for veterans to get the attention they needed have been in Texas. So from KERA in Dallas, Lauren Silverman reports on how the North Texas VA is speeding things up with little help from doctors in private practice.
Ever since Ralph Taylor joined the Navy, boating has been in his blood.
I'd love it. You can stick me out in the middle of the ocean. I'd love it.
Taylor takes a seat in his 24-foot pontoon boat parked in his driveway south of Dallas. 50 years ago, he was in the Western Pacific just as Vietnam was heating up, working as a sonar technician.
You'd pick up a lot of things, whales, porpoise, the bottom.
After the Navy, Taylor returned to the Texas Panhandle, then moved closer to his daughters and the VA in Dallas for a liver transplant.
But this VA down here is really modern. I mean, they take good care of you. They've just overwhelmed the system.
The VA North Texas system is the second busiest in the country. Last year, there were nearly 1.5 million outpatient visits. And although the majority of appointments are made in less than 30 days, new patients often wait a month, even 2 months, for a specialty care visit. So when Taylor started having trouble seeing, the VA turned to a private eye clinic, Dallas-based Key Whitman.
Now, I would say in the last 80, 90 days, we've had appointments for over 200 patients already.
Dr. Jeffrey Whitman enjoys listening to the veterans' stories and helping them get cataracts removed or glaucoma treated.
And either they're on medicines or their prescriptions have run out, and they need to be seen because this can steal away their vision forever. And you don't want to lose your vision just because you can't get an appointment.
Whitman says he can have patients in and treated within a week.
And there's no reason why the veteran population shouldn't be able to take advantage of that.
Even before long waits for veterans made headlines, the North Texas VA was ramping up these kinds of private partnerships. The VA's Jennifer Purdy says more than 30 new vendors were added this year.
We've got to ensure that patients have a way to be seen and that their needs are met. So, yeah, I think we will continue to expand.
This summer, average wait times for new patients have dropped from 60 days to 40. Finding new partners isn't always easy. Purdy says private doctors in some specialties, like psychiatry, haven't been able to fit veterans in. Part of the reason could be doctors have to wait longer for VA payments. Dr. Whitman says that can be especially tough on smaller practices.
But I think that practices that know that they're able to need to raise their hands and volunteer. And it's a win-win, because if we have excess capacity, you know, it's not completely altruistic. I get to stay busier.
By removing cataracts for veterans like Ralph Taylor.
Boy, am I glad it happened the way it did, because everything got taken care of, just like, you know, in line.
Before surgery, Taylor couldn't drive or fix his boat, and he definitely couldn't see detail like stars in the clear night sky.
But I was out here the other night, and it was a full moon, and boy, just love Texas at times like that.
Taylor says help from the VA kept him from becoming, as he puts it, completely destitute. With private doctors on board, the VA hopes it can help a lot more vets a little bit faster. In Dallas, I'm Lauren Silverman for Marketplace.